Welcome to an incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, Associate Pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
Well, listen, it's time for us to get to the Word of God today. The title of the message this morning is Now, But Not Yet. Now, but not yet. You know, there are some things that, you know, there are some things in life that we can have now, but still not yet have. And we'll be talking about that today. But first, a little bit of history. I know that not everybody loves history, but just hang in there for just a moment. On June 6th, 1944, at 6:30 a.m., the Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy in northern France during World War II on what we know as D-Day. France at the time was occupied by the armies of Nazi Germany and was a key stronghold for the Germans. Their occupation of France allowed them to retain Nazi rule in Europe and strategic position in the war. Therefore, the attack on Normandy was vitally important to gain an upper hand in the war against Germany. And if successful, the Allied forces would have a path to victory. By the end of the day on June 6th, approximately 156 troops had successfully stormed the beaches of Normandy. 5 days later, approximately 326 troops had successfully landed at Normandy, and the beaches were fully secured. And ensuing weeks, the Allied forces fought their way across Normandy, pushing the Nazis back. And by the end of June, approximately 850,000 men and 150,000 vehicles of the Allied forces had landed in Normandy and eventually took over France. By the end of August, Paris had been liberated, and German soldiers were removed from France. This was a fatal blow against Germany, and on May 8, 1945, Germany surrendered France, marking the final days of World War II. Now, the invasion of Normandy turned the tide of the battle against the Nazis, and it was the beginning of the end of World War II. However, the Allied forces had to continue to fight against the enemy. They still had to move forward in the war despite the conflict and suffering that might happen around them. And although victory was in sight, they still had to continue fighting for the next 9 months. Although the war was essentially over, the battle was not yet finished. And like the Allied forces in World War II, we as well are living between the now and not yet. You see, the Allied forces, they knew that the victory was at hand, but that day had not yet arrived. We too are living between the now and not yet. You see, the Allied forces had D-Day, while we as Christians have the crucifixion. Because it was on that day that Jesus came down from heaven, lived a perfect life, went to the cross, died, but then three days later, rose from the dead. And that was a decisive day for us, and it turned the tide of the spiritual battle happening around us. It was on that day that the enemy was defeated, and we were given the victory. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have victory because of what Jesus did. I love what 1 Corinthians 15 says. Paul speaking to the church in Corinth. He says in verse 54, he says, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, our victory has already been secured. When Jesus died on the cross, when he died and he rose from the dead, our victory was secured. But it has not yet been fully realized for us today. We have victory, but it hasn't been fully realized because that day is still coming. Although we have been born again, we still wrestle with that, with the everyday life, the nasty now and now, waiting for our eternal reward that will be realized at the return of Jesus Christ. When he comes back, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a great day because everything that we've been waiting for will be fully realized. Everything that we have access to by faith will be fully realized. You see, salvation has three tenses. It has a past, present, and a future. Past is that the past tense of salvation is that we have been saved from the penalty of sin. We've been saved from the penalty of sin. We were justified with God whenever we placed our faith in Jesus Christ. Justified means just as if I had never sinned. It means that you and I have been made right with God, and we were saved from the penalty. The Word of God tells us that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he paid for that penalty, because there is a penalty. The Word of God tells us that sin has a penalty, and it is death. It is eternal separation from God. You know, as I've mentioned before, if I were to rob a bank or if I were to steal a car, I would be taken to court and I would be held accountable. It doesn't matter of all the good I've done, I'm not in court for all the good, I'm in court for the law that I broke. And there's a penalty for breaking that law, I'd be going to prison. And there is a penalty for breaking God's law, and that penalty is eternal separation from God. It is death, which is why Jesus had to die. He came to take our place, pay that penalty for us so that we would not have to take, we would not have to face death. We wouldn't have to face that, and we become candidates for the grace of God. We become candidates for eternal life. Amen? Amen. You see, Jesus paid for the penalty. Salvation has a past tense, but salvation also has a present tense. And while we have been saved from the penalty of sin, we are currently today being saved from the power of sin. That's another theological term called sanctification. It's just a big word to say that God is making us like him. Because we have been saved, we are now being saved. We are in the process of being made like Jesus. Salvation doesn't stop at just getting us into heaven. It continues in our everyday life. While we have been removed from the penalty of sin, we are in the process of being removed from the power of sin through God's Spirit. Every day, as we draw close to God, as we draw close to Him, the Holy Spirit is conforming you into the image of His Son. He is transforming you. He is renewing your mind, and he is working on the inside of you, sanctifying or cleansing you and making you like him. It is literally him saving us today. We are being perfected. We're being made like him every single day. Salvation has a past tense. Salvation has a present tense. But salvation also has a future tense. And that is that one day we will be saved from the presence of sin. Man, let's just think about that for a second. Man, every now and then, when we get a chance and we just think about what that day will be like, when we no longer have to struggle and wrestle with our flesh. Come on, somebody. Amen. That we no longer have to wrestle with the things that we don't want to do and continue to strive and work hard for the things that we want to do. That struggle will be gone. And we will be made perfect. We are being perfected, but one day we will be made perfect. We have a future hope. That hope is that one day we will be fully delivered and fully saved from the presence of sin. That's another theological term called glorification, and all it means is that one day we will be completely saved. We will be transformed into the image of His Son. We will. We will be delivered from sin once and for all. And we will spend eternity with God. It's going to happen. Our faith that is in Jesus Christ, the Word of God tells us that He places His Spirit on the inside of us like an inheritance. And He is that inheritance that whenever Jesus comes back, He's not coming back for the building that's called the church. He's coming back for His people. And He is redeeming us to Himself. And one day when we get caught up in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we will be perfected. We will be made like Him. And we will spend eternity with God in Him. But we will be completely saved. Mind, body, and soul. We will be made new all the way around. I try to imagine it and try to think it, but I just imagine that our imagination can't even come close. Can't even imagine what that day will be like. But it is our hope. It's what we have to look forward to. It's the promise that we have. We have a future hope that drives us to live right and to live holy as we wait for His return. Although we have been saved, we are being saved, but one day we will be completely saved, wholly saved, while we look forward to the eternal day of salvation. That day has not yet come. We are saved, but we're waiting to be fully saved. It's an interesting concept, but it is true. You see, we are saved. We are saved by grace through faith. However, we are not yet saved, as we are waiting to be fully saved from that wrath, that one day we will be fully complete. We are adopted as sons and daughters, in which we cry out, Abba, Father, through the Spirit of adoption. But we are not yet adopted, as we eagerly wait for our adoption to sonship, which is the redemption of our bodies. While we are transformed, as we are new creatures in Christ, we are not yet fully transformed, as we will not sleep, because one day we will be changed. While we have been raised with Christ, seated in heavenly places, we are not yet fully raised, as God will raise us up with Him when He returns. While we have been redeemed through His blood, which is the forgiveness of sins, we have not yet been fully redeemed by the Holy Spirit, who seals us for the day of redemption. The Holy Spirit inside of you has sealed you. A stamp, boom. And God sees it and is waiting for the day to unravel that package. We're still waiting. While we are sanctified, and we are being sanctified through Jesus Christ, as we are called to be his holy people, we are not yet fully sanctified, as he will one day sanctify us completely, and we will be kept blameless at the day of Jesus Christ. You see, we are saved, but we are still waiting to be saved. There is a constant pull between the now and not yet. As believers, there is a pull between the now and not yet. That now we are born again, we are saved, and we have a promise that we stand on, and yet we're waiting for the day for Jesus to come back. But that right there is the life of faith. That right there is our spiritual walk. By faith, every spiritual blessing is ours now through Christ. However, the full enjoyment of these are not yet. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We live by faith, but not by sight. Our faith is in God and in the looking forward to the day that he is going to redeem us back to himself. It is the pull between the now and not yet. Today, we can stand confidently on the promises of God. Thank God for his very great and precious promises, as the Word of God tells us, that we can stand strong on. You know, I don't know if God reminds me or just I just remember. You know, I feel like God reminds me all the time that his promises are ones that I can lean on. I remember being a teenager. I think I was like 16 years old. I mean, listen, I was, you know, every year for my birthday, my grandma would send me, you know, $50 on my birthday. So every year I was always looking forward to it. And, you know, we had a whole lot going on, so we really didn't get a whole lot of birthdays. And this was during the time where my mom and my stepdad were going through, they were going through separation. So there's a whole lot going on. And all I was hoping for is for that, you know, I knew it was coming. And I was hoping that I was going to get that $50 because I wanted to go buy NBA Street Volume 2 for PlayStation 2. That's all I wanted, man. That's all I wanted. You know, I was hoping for it. And of course, you know, I was a kid and not really knowing, but I was just hoping every day. Hoping, asking my mom, looking forward to that day. And, you know, that day never came. But, you know, I look back and I remember there was so much happening. But in that moment, all I was looking for was for that. And sometimes God reminds me that his promises are for sure. Now, my mom eventually ended up getting me that game. You know, I think I just annoyed her. I got on her nerves just so much that she finally just went and got it for me. But God reminds me that his promises are even better. You know, one of the things that I love is being able to give my daughter something that they've been looking forward to. Boy, they love snow cones. They love them snow cones. And whenever I get Nora, I pick her up and I drive all on the way, and she knows we're passing that street to turn on. But she gets excited thinking about those kids in that video and how excited they were. But man, how much more is our good God in heaven, who is a good father, whenever he promises us something that he's going to fulfill that promise? God's promises are yes and amen, and his word says that we can stand on them while we eagerly wait for the arrival of our future hope. We are standing in the now, waiting for the not yet. But that day's coming. That day's coming. Amen? We are between a now and not yet, but we have something to look forward to. A few takeaways for today. Number one, let me encourage you to be confident in the finished work of Christ. What Jesus has done is done. It is finished. And we can be confident in what Jesus did for us on the cross, because he secured our salvation. He secured our victory. He secured our day of salvation, our day of redemption. He has finished it. It is done. And we can be confident in it. We can know that we are saved by faith. Amen? You know, the devil sometimes likes to come in and try to shake our faith, try to rattle our faith. But you don't have to be confident in your faith. You can be confident in the finished work of Christ, because that is what our faith is in. Not in our own faith. Our faith is in what Jesus did. Amen? By faith, by grace through faith, we are saved by grace through faith. Let me encourage you, be confident in what Jesus has already done. Amen? Secondly, let me encourage you to stand firm on the promises of God in Christ. Let us stand firm on the promises of God in Christ. As I mentioned before, we have very great and precious promises that come from God Himself in His Word that are given to us to stand on. God wants us to stand firm. He wants us to hold on to His promises. We can stand firm on the fact that everything will work out for the good of those who love Him. He has taken your situation and He's molding it and He is shaping it and remolding it for your good. That's His promise. We can be confident that He is protecting us in the shadow of His wings, that He is guarding us. We can be confident that we are a new creation. We are not who we used to be. We can be confident that by His stripes that we can believe in healing. We can be confident that He will never leave us. He is with you. His promise is that He will never leave you. We can be confident that God is good and that He has a plan for your life. He is good. His plans for you are good. You can be confident that God wants to bless you. And you can be confident that you have the victory. We are victorious in Christ. We can stand on the promises of God. And then number three, let us look forward to the future hope that we have in Christ. We have a future hope that we have to look forward to. It's the now and not yet. We're standing in the now looking forward to the day that is to come, and He is coming. You know, sometimes I think it's good for us, you know, life can be difficult. Life sometimes can be mundane. But boy, sometimes it's good for us just to take a step back and for us to just ponder on and think about and to consider, look forward to what we have coming for us. Look forward to the day that Jesus will be returning. But not yet. Until then, let us stand firm on God's promises. Let us invest in the things that matter. And let us be a light. Because that day's coming for us and for the people around us. Let us be a light. Man, what I love, man, I know I say this all the time, but this is what I tell people that I know. One of the things I'm so proud about our church is that we focus on things that matter, like souls. I never get tired of hearing about souls because it's what matters. One day, Jesus will return, and we look forward to it. But until then, right now, let us focus on the things that matter. Amen? Amen. Amen. Father, we thank You, Lord. God, that we are living in the now and not yet. Thank You, Lord God, that today, God, even though, God, that we have the promises, God, that You have given us, God, there is a greater day that is coming. Lord, I pray, Father God, that we would fix our gaze on the days, God, that are coming, Father. We thank You, Lord Jesus. God, we stand firm, Lord, on Your promises, God, and we look forward to the day that You are returning, Lord. But until then, God, help us, Father. God, to focus on the things that matter. Help us, God, to be a light wherever we go, knowing that that day is coming. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this dynamic message from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.